The first Mishnah starts off, Meyemosai Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim. When do we start mentioning Gevuras Geshamim in Shimon Esrei? Which means, when do we start saying Masha Baruach Merid Agoshim? Rashi says, Shaime Masha Baruach Merid Agoshim, who the Gemara Meforesh Taima Amai Korola Gevuras Geshamim. Why do we call it Gevura, the strength? Bevnei Sheyardim Begevura. Because Geshem comes down Begevura with strength. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Oysi Gedor Lasad Ein Cheker, like we'll see in the Gemara. So it says a lashon of Gedula by Geshem, that's why it's called Gevuras Geshamim. So when do we start mentioning in Shimon Esrei, Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshem, so it's a machlokes. Rabbi Lezer Roimeh Miyom Tov Harishon Shachag. On the first day of Sukkis, already you start mentioning Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshem. He learns it out from Lulav, we'll see in the Gemara, that is an Indian to start mentioning Masha Baruch the first day of Sukkis. Rabbi Yeshua Roimeh, Miyom Tov Achron Shachag. That's the way we do. We first start saying Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshem on Shemini Atzeres. On the last day of Sukkot, after Sukkot, the last day, Shemini Atzeres, that's when we start saying it. Now, what's the machlokes? Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Lezer, Ho Yovien Hageshomim, Elisim in Kolola Bechag, since if it's going to start raining on Sukkot, it's only going to be a Kolola, it's going to be a curse for us. It's not nice if it rains on Sukkot, we have to go out of the Sukkot. So, Lomahu Maskir. Like, what's the purpose on the first day of Sukkot to start mentioning Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshem? If anything, that's the last thing we want. We don't want Geshem to come on Sukkot. So, rather, don't start mentioning Geshem, punk, the first day of Sukkot. Mashenka and Shemini Atzeres, that's good. That is one of the rayas that Chassidim have, that Shemini Atzeres, you're not supposed to eat in the Sukkah. Or you don't have to eat in the Sukkah Shemini Atzeres. Because since the Maisa, we start saying Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshem on Shemini Atzeres, it's a raya, one of the rayas you don't have to eat. Yeah. But, Omolar Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says, Afani loya marti lishoyol. I didn't say you're supposed to ask for it, daven for it. Like in Baruch Aleinu, we say, the same talamotel of Rocha. That's taka tfilu, that's a bakosha. That I agree, you don't start saying that on Sukkis. Elola haskir, I only said to mention that to give shvach, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Masha Baruch Amar Dagoshim B'yanosai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that brings the wind and brings down the rain at its right time. I'm not saying that we're davening, asking it to start raining right now. Of course, today is Sukkot, we don't want rain. We're just starting to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, that He is the one that gives rain, the Anasa, in its right time. So, Amaloi, Rabbi Shua still said back to him, in came, if it's like you're saying, Loi Lamihei Maskir. So, you should never stop saying it then, a whole year round. You should always say, Masha Baruch, Amarad Agoshim. Even though there are times when it doesn't rain, but so what? You're saying it's not a askara that it should start raining. It's just a shvach to Hashem that Hashem causes it to rain at the right time. So a whole year round you should say it. So Gemara Taka says, according to Rabbi Lezer, if you want to, you could say it the whole year round. Just a chayiv, when is there a chayiv to start saying it? The chayiv starts on the first day of Sukkot. If you want to say it a whole year round, you have a right to mention it the whole year round, according to Rabbi Lezer, because it's only a shvach to say that Hashem causes it to rain at its right time. Now, Ein Shoyle Mesa Geshamim, when do we really start asking Bakosha, like in Baruch Aleinu, say the same Talamot Lebracha? Right. Ein Shoylem, when do we ask, like in the Baruch Aleinu, when do we say the same Talamot Lebracha? When do we start asking for Geshem, Eskeshamim, Elasamach Lishamim? Only right before the time that the rain really comes down, that we'll see in the Gemara exactly when that is. The difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz, when you really start saying the same Talamotah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hoiver Lifnei HaTeva B'yontav Achron, the Shliach Tzibur that davens for the Yomid, on Shemini Atzeres Shel Chag, on the last day of Chag, is Ho'achron, the one that davens Musaf, Maskir. Like we do. By Musaf, we start saying, Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshim. Abba HaRishoyim, the one that davens Shacharis on Shemini Atzeres, Eine Maskir. He doesn't mention Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshim. On Shacharis on Shemini Atzeres, we don't say it. Just on Musaf, then we start saying, Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshim. We say it until Pesach. Now, B'yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, HaRishon, the one that davens Shacharis Maskir, he still says Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshim. Abu Achron, the one that davens Musaf, on the first day of Pesach, ain't a Maskir. By Musaf ready, we don't say anymore Masha Baruch Merid Hagoshim. Zot Gemara. Tona Heicha Koyi Diktonim Yei Mesai. Like our Mishnah starts off as if to say, we know already that we have to mention Masha Ruach Amar Lagoshim and Tefillah, and the only question is, when do we have to start mentioning it? So the Gemara goes right in, on the first day Sukkot, the last day Sukkot. For the Gemara, Tana Echikoi, where's our Tana talking about? What went on here? They're talking about Emesai. Like, how the Bechlau do we know you have to mention Masha Ruach Amar Lagoshim and Tefillah? So first say you have to do it, and then start saying where? Shrashi Kulema. There's a chiyuv to say Masha Ruach Amar Lagoshim. Where did the Gemara Mishnah never talk about that you have to mention Masha Ruach Amar Lagoshim, that the Mishnah starts off saying, when do you have to say it? Have the Gemara Tan Hosam Koi. Yes, our Gemara is going on a Gemara in Brochus. Diktoni, we learned the Gemara in Brochus. Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim Betchias Anaisim. It says the in brachas that during Tchias HaMeisim, the second brach of Atagibor, that's what we say, Masha Baruch Amar Lagoshim. V'Shoyelim, when do we say V'Sein Talamota? V'Birchas HaShonim. That's by Baruch Aleinu. V'Havdolo V'Chonin Hados. When you say Havdolo Moitzoy Shabbos, that's in the first brach of Atochen Antonu, of Chonin Hados. No, Ketoni, it says, Me'ein, so that's the mission, that's the Gemara over there in brachas. That's why now our mission here is Seimach on the Gemara and Brachis, and starts explaining now what time, when do we have to start saying Masha Baruch Amar Lagoshim. For at the Gemara, no, it's no good. From a Seidah's Royim to a Seidah Moyid, you don't wait so long. For the Gemara, but listen to Hossam. In Masechta's Royim, in Brachis, it should have explained itself there. If it's going back to that Gemara there, it should have explained it over there. True, you have to mention Masha Baruch Amar Lagoshim, but when do you have to start mentioning? It should have said there, first day Sukkot Shemini Atzeres. Maishno deshafti yadochem. You don't leave over something, like Rashi says, from one Seder's Royim to Seder Moyid. Elo, you have to answer about that there's a mission here in Moyid that talks about this Inyan. Elo, tonem Rosh Hashanah Solik. Our Gemara now arrived for Daf Yomi, that after Rosh Hashanah comes Tainus. Our Tana before got finished learning Rosh Hashanah. Elotonim Rosh Hashanah, so we got finished learning Rosh Hashanah. The Tanah we had before Rosh Hashanah, that it says, Uvachag Nidoinim Alamayim. And Sukkis HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us about the rain, how much water we'll have throughout the year. Now, V'yardi Detonim Vachag Nidoinim Alamayim. Once we spoke already about that on Yom Tov Sukkis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a din about the rain, about the water, Tana, therefore now, our Tana, the next Masechta Tainus, which is in the same Seder of Moyed, starts off explaining it now. When do we start davening and saying the shvach of Masha Baruch Amar Lagoshim? And since the Mishnah already spoke about that is an inyan on Chag HaSukkos, that we have a din on Mayim, since we spoke about Mayim, so now we go to explain about halachos when we start mentioning Mayim. Rashi says, yeah. You understand by yourself now, since on Sukkot the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a din, if we'll have enough rain this year or not, we understand by yourself already that there's an inyan to start mentioning, talking about Geshem on Sukkot. That we should like ask Hashem, like nurse, please give us rain. That the bracha should be chal, since on Sukkot we have a din Hashem judges us if we'll get rain or not, so we understand in Svarah that during Sukkot we should start mentioning Masha Baruch, like start being Meratzah, start davening to Hashem. Therefore now the Mishnah starts explaining, true, there's a Svarah to do it on Sukkot, and we'll explain at what time in Sukkot do you start saying it, the Machlekes. Do you start the first day, or do you start the last day? Yeah. The Mishnah Joshua said, at what time do we start mentioning Geshomim? My Gevuras Geshomim. Why does the Mishnah call the Lashon of Gevurah the strength? What's the great strength about Geshem? Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Mifnei Sheyor de Megevurah. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his Gevurah, shows his strength by Geshem. In other words, when Geshem comes down, everybody sees clearly it's from the Yad Hashem. Hashem is the one that makes it rain. That's called Gevurah. We see the strength of Hashem by raining. Shenem of the Pasuk says, Oysa gedor la sadein chekev and afloi sadein misper. We'll see right away in the same Pasuk it says, Hanoysen motor al pnei eretz, v'shaleich mayim al pnei chutzais. So we see, about talking about motor, about rain, it says, Lashon of Oysa gedor la sadein chekev. Hashem does gedorless great things, adein chekev. Now we'll soon see. Now, my mashma, how do we know Gevurah? goes about Geshem, or Marabba Bar Shayla, Asya Cheker Cheker Mibriyosa Shalayla. It says the word Cheker over here, Oisigodela Sadein Cheker, that's talking about Mutter, and it says the word Cheker also by the Bria Salem when Hashem created the world. And by the Bria Salem there it says the word Gvura. So just like there's the Gevurah, you see the Yad Hashem in the fact that He created the world, but then every time it rains also, we see the Gevurah, the Yad of Hashem. Ksiv Hochot says over here, Oysik Adel Asad in Cheker. This is a Pasuk in Iyov that's talking about Motter, about the rain. Ksiv Hosn, there's a Pasuk in Yishayo that says, Halo Yodatim, Lo Shemata, Lo Keyoylam. Hashem Boire, Ketsoy Soritz, Lo Yoyef, Lo Yegiya, Ein Cheker, Lo Tfinosoy. Here's talking about the Bria Soylam, Hashem created the world, and says, Ein Cheker. Uksiv, it says another pasuk, Mechin Horim Bekoichoi, Neze Begvura. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that's talking about also the Bria Seilam, that Mechin Horim Hashem created the mountains at the beginning of the Bria Seilam, the Koichoi with his strength, Neze Begvura, he was tied around with Gvura. So you see, the pasuk uses the word Gvura by Bria Seilam, the creation of the world. And it says the word Cheker by Bria Seilam. And it says the word Cheker by Motor. So we learn now, just like the Bria Seilam is Ninyan of Gevura, you see the strength of Hashem, Hu Adin, by Geshem also, it's Ninyan of Gevura, we see the great strength of Hashem. That's why the Mishnah says, Mein Masai Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim. It's called Gevura. For the Gemara, we know London Betfila. Like true, you have a Svara now, we just said that since on Sukkis, Hashem gives us a Mishpat, should we have a lot of rain in that? So as a Svara, you have to start mentioning, talking about, giving praise to Hashem, that you are the one that gives us rain. But how do you know the Chiyuv is in Tfila? Maybe in Pesukah de Zimra, maybe after davening. How do you know punkt in Tfila? Now the Gemara of the Tanya will learn like this. Li'avo es Hashem alakechem, u'li'ovdoi b'chol levavchem. That you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and lo'ovdoi, you have to be an eved, work, b'chol levavchem. So we dash in Eizeu hi avoida, she believe. What's called an avoida? You're working for Hashem, believe with your heart. Have a yoyim ezu Tfila. We say it's going on Tfila. Therefore, it's a svara to say that an avoid the belayv has to be betfila. So the mela, it's a svara by story. Since we like, we want to daven to Hashem that we should have a good mishpat on Sukkis. Therefore, it's a svara to say it should be done betfila. That's called an avoid the belayv. Right. Uksiv basrei. Oh no, this pasuk says uksiv basrei. Right away, it says no. It's better. Uksiv basrei v'nosati mitaratzachem bitoi. Yero Malkosh. I say in Krishma we say le'avo Hashem lekechem uliyovda bechol levavchem, and then v'nosati mitaratzachem bitoi. So mashmo uliyovda bechol levavchem is talking about tefila. And right after it says dinyan of v'nosati motaviat artzach v'nosati mitaratzachem bitoi. Mashmo dinyan of geshem of rain. We have to mention in our tefila. That means avoid the belay, which is tefillah. You also have to mention the geshamim that Hashem brings down rain. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Mavteichos Biyodesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in His power. Shla Nimsru Biyad Shliach. He didn't give it over to any shliach. No malach takes care of it. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. V'yeluhein Mavteich Shal Geshamim. That it rains, it doesn't rain. That's totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no malach in charge. There's no shliach. It's Hashem Himself that makes it rain, yes or no. O Mavteach Shachaya. When an Isha gives birth, that's also Biyad Hashem. Giving birth is Biyad Hashem, not Biyad Shliach. O Mavteach Shachiyas Emesim. Then you know that there will be Tchiyas Emesim, that's Biyad Hashem without a shliach. Now, Mavteach Shel Gishom, how do we know this is? Yiftach Hashem Lucho Esoitzori Atoiv. Es Hashemayim Loses Mataratzach Abitoi. So you see, Klos of Yiftach Hashem. Hashem Himself will have to open up the Shemayim to give rain. So it's Hashem that has this key for Geshem. Mavteach Shochaya, how do you know the key to give birth with? Minayin Dechiv, Vayizker Olakim Es Rochel, Vayishma Eleho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone listen to Rochel. Masha Rochel